expected to appoint an acting chairperson for the duration of the time when we don't have a chairperson. And at least we do have 6 members present, and the committee is for 11 members, actually 10. So we are operating to elect the chairperson. I'm going to recognize the members who nominate an acting chairperson for the committee for the duration of the absence of a full-time chairperson. And second, any objections to that? May I recognize any nominations?
Honorable
Abanda has nominated Ms. Rancho. Any second?
To the president.
I'm seconding if Honorable Rancho is available.
Second by
I will go to ask Honorable Rancho if he's available.
No.
Honorable Tayli, seconding the nomination of Honorable Rancho.
Mr. President.
Any objections?
Congratulations.
Any second? Any other nomination?
None.
So, Ms. Rancho has been elected as an acting chairperson. She will be acting up until we have a
it's members of the committee, not the ANC. We are a multi-party committee.
Corruption.
Good morning, honorable members. And the staff of Public Enterprises, PLO to the minister, the our researcher and our content advisor, and the lady from PMG, and Fuyandi, our assistant, committee assistant. I welcome all of you in this meeting. This is our first meeting after the long recess and constituency, where hopefully all of you are being revived, coming from your constituencies. You have done your work. I can't see you. Can I sit on the opposite side? Is that fine?
Yes.
I can't see you. I like to see your faces.
I also can't
because
see
and your face. I want to see the gestures that you make when I speak. Now I can't see them.
Maybe
they say you feel like a deputy chair.
Maybe Nkwanga was busy weakening you.
In which way?
Run.
In which way?
Run, Kobe, run.
Am I
fine
here? Am I fine
now?
Yes, you can come next time.
Please protect.
And
Nkwanga is dangerous.
You must know that Nkwanga is my grandchild.
He's a deputy president these days. You must understand.
What is this day?
It is our shiny treasure.
I am saying, and hopefully that you have met your constituencies, and you have done what you were supposed to be doing, especially trying to instill the values within the people, trying to speak to the people about the violence around the country, because our country is now, people in our country are now very much violent, even to each other as families. If we can, when we're doing our constituency work, try to speak to our people to stop the violence, the rapes, the killings, the destructions of properties, and everything that is not acceptable to a human being, and as a human being, you cannot accept. Let me also take the opportunity to welcome the statement that was made by the minister 2 weeks ago or a week ago about the payout that the board of ESCOM was about to do to Brian Molefe, the former CEO, who was the CEO in ESCOM for 18 months. And the minister tried to intervene so that the 30 million rand that was going to be paid out to Molefe not to happen. Because really, you wouldn't know why would they pay 30 million to a person who has resigned, because he has not been fired. He has resigned himself. He took a decision to resign from ESCOM himself. So the minister did us a very good work, and did us a favor of not answering why would we, because the question would have come to us as members of the ruling party, but why are you paying? And yet you wouldn't know as a member of parliament why is he paid the 30 million. So the minister has done us a very big favor, and let's applaud what the minister has done. The other thing in welcoming you comrades, members of parliament, I want you to take note that our SOEs are struggling very much. So we need to take stringent measures and make our work to be more for us to do what our mandate is telling us. Because our SOCs are really struggling to develop. Their mandate, they are trying to keep to their mandate, but they are failing to do so. Therefore, it needs to come to our attention that we have a lot of work to do to develop our SOCs, to help them develop what is expected of them. We must not have a long time in between us and the SOCs. We must meet regularly. We must monitor our SOCs quarterly. We once said in a committee meeting, we need to meet them quarterly so that we are able to look at what they are doing and to monitor if they are what they said in their APPs, they are doing it as well. Quarterly, we need to do that quarterly. Because if we wait for a year, the damage will be too big and we will not be able to reverse it. So we need to do, so that we see if there is any damage that is coming forth, we see it in good time and try to correct it in good time. If we don't do that, I think we'll be seated with what is happening with SAX. SAX did not give us its annual report up to now. The CEO of SAX has resigned. So we should be expecting anything. That there is an acting CEO, Mr. Taba. I think it's Taba who is there, because I saw it in the magazine in the SAX flights. It's Mr. Taba who is an acting CEO. There is nothing that has been said about the executive around the CEO. Therefore, we still need to get the annual report. And still, we have to look at the strategic, their turnaround strategy and see what they were they supposed to be doing so that to reach their goals, and see if there are any steps forward that they have done to reach their goals. If there are none, we take the CEO and the executive on to help them, in fact, to do what is expected of them. The board members of all the entities that we have, we need to engage them more and more. And we need also to see from now onwards that the board members that are being set, that are sitting in the boards, are people that know what they are, what they are doing as board members. Because we can't have board members who are not aware what is done within the entities. Public Enterprise as a department also has disappointed us because they did not give us, they did not give the AG the report, their annual report and their APP so that the APP so that the AG can see what they do, did they do and what they didn't do. If they did give the AG, they gave the AG very late. Their date was was in January, and the AG extended the date to March, but they didn't give the AG the report up until the end of April. So I think we also need to be very strong on the department itself. The department can't do that. Because the department must set an example for the entities. If the department is doing that, then SAX will think that they are also doing the correct thing because their own department is not giving the AG their report. I have also read on one of the newspapers that I think the article or the article is that article that the best the business day report. We need to look at that report and read it. What is the Denton's report? The Denton's report and read it and engage on that report because there are many things in that report that are being mentioned or said about Eskom and the activities that are happening in Eskom. We need to look at that report as members of this committee. In those few words, I am welcoming you in our first meeting. Hopefully, we will engage each other up until we get a new chairperson. As you have already said, our chairperson has been deployed to a higher structure or to a higher level. She is the Deputy Minister of Public Administration. So we also wish her well in the new deployment. Hopefully what she showed us or she displayed in our committee, she will display it also in her new job. And also let us be happy that it means we've worked well if our chairperson is being deployed to a higher position. We need to applaud ourselves also that we also had a contribution in her recognition as this committee of public enterprises. Thank you very much, honorable members. Any apologies? We've got apologies in our agenda. Any apologies?
The apology is from Ms. Mazone. Yeah, and then also just to put it on the record that the agenda for the meeting initially we would expect it to have a public enterprises, but due to the fact that they are attending the World Economic Forum that is already in Durban, the Africa session in Durban, they will not be able to attend, so they asked for an extension for them to appear only the next week. because they had to be in Durban for this particular week. The whole department, the DGs, the DG, and the minister.
Any other apology? None. Those that are the apologies, do we accept the apologies?
Yes,
Your Honorable Zedi.
No, it's not an apology. Maybe with the Deputy Minister, as you have indicated, maybe let's request your office to formally congratulate on our mayor.
Oh, okay. Thanks very much. I forgot that we have a new Deputy Minister, Mr. Martins.
No, I mean the former chairperson.
Oh, the former chairperson as a deputy. Oh, you say we must have a letter.
Yes, that's what I was suggesting. From your office on out there.
All right. Okay. Thanks. We will do that. We also have a new deputy minister.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Ben Martins is our new deputy minister.
Okay.
The former deputy minister has been deployed to DTI.
DTI,
yes. Hopefully, we will work well with our honorable deputy minister Ben Martins, because he was leading the economic transformation cluster. So at least it's not a new person within the cluster. And also, it's not a new person in parliament. It's not a new person in the politics of and in the department.
Was a deputy minister.
Yes, he was a deputy minister before. So at least it's somebody that we all know. And within the economic cluster, I have worked well with him. All the advices that he has given us cluster of economic development and also the public enterprises study group. We will meet him maybe he will be part of the meeting next week. He will be introduced to us. But what I also wanted to say, honorable members, we have a problem as this committee that we need to look at. We have a problem of postponing our meetings. And some of the meetings never sit because of the unavailability of either the minister or the department itself. I want the committee to agree with me that with the program of the minister and the program of the committee, I think Udisang as the secretary of the committee and the PLO of the minister must engage each other every now and again so that we do not have the same experiences of not meeting with the minister and also of not meeting the department itself. If the program of the committee is known in the office of the minister, I think the office of the minister will be able to juggle around in the program of the minister so that we get the minister, he gets the program in time and give him herself time, or the deputy is deployed in the committee, because the committee would always need a political direction. No matter what, we are in a political space. We will always need a political direction. So we need to look at that. That's my suggestion. I hope that suggestion is accepted. Done with the apologies. We'll go to the consideration of the draft program that we have. Are you going to give us will give over to the son for the consideration and adoption of the draft program.
Thank you, Honorable Teacher. The program, we try to amend it to suit the conditions of today. In front of us today basically was for the community to sit and adopt the way forward of the program. And then next week, the agenda items that we're supposed to consider today, we acceded to the request of the department to brief the committee on the 10th of May on their annual performance plan. And then on the 17th of May, and then the Police General also wrote us a letter that we have circulated, that they would be attending our meeting, but they would not necessarily be able to give an input on the APP of the department because they had not received the thing. And then on the 17th of March, we will adopt the budget, we will discuss and adopt the budget board report. We will also adopt minutes and also the oversight report that we had undertaken last week. The one of the items that is actually the oversight report, we will correct that. On the 24th of May, it's briefing by Janelle on update regarding the disciplinary action taken against the former group executives. And then also update on the Janelle Asia, and then consideration of other draft minutes. And then the 31st of May, a joint meeting with energy, firstly on the nuclear, an update on the nuclear procurement plan, the findings and recommendations of the Denton report, and action taken to implement the recommendations. This emanates from the meeting that we had with the minister, the last meeting that we had. The performance and governance relationship with Cost Plus Mines, also an issue that emanates from the meeting with the minister. And then the 7th of June is briefing by us, subcall on progress made in the execution strategy and the turnaround of the company. And then on the 14th of June, the South African Express Airways on progress with the implementation of the turnaround strategy. And then this on the last week, we have suggested Alex Co or subcall of South African Express Airways, the committee would decide which entities they prioritize to visit for the oversight visits for that particular week. And then due to the fact that we had to change the program, and today now we've got an asterisk there, which we had intended to call the department to deal with the issue of the competitive supplier development program as to how effective it has been in terms of supporting local businesses, local content, beneficiation, rural development, and all other developmental objectives. So that particular item was supposed to have been on the 10, because it was going to assist the committee to be able to report on the budget vote in terms of how effective the department is, the entities in terms of advancing the developmental objectives of the state. Hence, we have to put that particular thing there, but maybe we can still say the department in their APP, they will be able to highlight some of those things, so they are able to report in the budget board as to how the departments, how the entities are performing.
That is the program of the committee. Any suggestions, especially on the last the last input that has not been put on the program because of the changes of the program, and other inputs and other suggestions that you think they are worth the being in the program. I just wanted us to check on, okay. Let me give the members first to respond. Honorable Nubad. Honorable Mare.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. I don't see anywhere where we date vote, the budget vote.
Okay.
And then on this oversight. Yes. And I would prefer we really try for the maybe for the last time with Alexco. Subcall is also important. We've been to SA Express, so to see one. It's one and the same. The other one is more problematic than the other. But Alexco and Subcall, we've never been and with the issues that have been raised within Alexco and Subcall regarding learning and that. We must really try and go there.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, first if we can fit in on the 25th of May, the budget vote is on that date. Mm. That's the first after the 24th of May. And at the back page, reading by the department, he said no possibility we can fit them in on the 17th because the 17th is the consideration adoption of the budget vote report. So that will take 2 hours. And considering of adoption of draft minutes, that is quick considering adoption of draft minutes. Because if we can have feedback on that before we speak on the budget vote, it will be very, very good if we can have this feedback before the 25th, if we could fit them in.
On the 17th. Okay. Any other
person? Another member?
Just I just want to alert the committee that the department is also briefing the select committee on the APP and the start plan on the 24th. So you might be able to send certain entities or so on there and there, but don't expect anybody.
The select committee from
NCLP.
Can't be combined.
On the 24th?
Yeah,
you are saying on the 24th.
Combine the two.
We are having dinner on the 24th. According to our program, do you want us? Are you suggesting that we remove Dinel and put the and have a joint meeting with select committee? Are you suggesting that? I'm asking him, because if you say on the 24th there's a strategy briefing on the strategy. With an APP, with the NCOP, were you suggesting that we have a joint meeting on that day?
No,
it's fine.
I'm not sure that's legally possible.
All right.
Because I know the process is all part of finalizing the process of the APP is to be submitted.
It's going to be too late for us because we speak on the 25th.
Yeah, we are speaking on the 25th.
I was going to agree with but he hasn't said the 24th is too late to have that discussion.
Discussion.
So the next day you're going to have something. Mm-hmm. So you can prepare.
17th, like this, we could have something.
Okay. Those are the suggestions that are coming up. I wanted us to have, as we are preparing on the issue of Alexco, going to Alexco for a visit. We need also to be updated by the Department of Land Reform, and Agriculture, on how far are they, because we have given them we suggested to them that they go and help Alexco in transferring the money to those beneficiaries and do it the way they are doing it in giving the land money to other people, because their program seem to be effective than the one that Alexco has suggested. So in a committee meeting with Alexco, we all agreed that we must give it over to that department. And the department came and briefed us, if you remember, on how far they are. But we said to them, they must speed up the process. Because when we get there at Alexco will be confronted by the same people, the same beneficiaries, and those that are not beneficiaries who just want to get the money and misuse and take whatever they want to take from the people, because those people now, they are even agreeing on getting, no, but even if they get 5,000, they must just get something. So their minds have been worked by somebody that at the end of the day, you are not going to get anything out of this money if you don't get it now. So go for it, even if it's lesser than what you expected. Because in the last meeting, we were told that Alexco was supposed to give each family or each member 15,000 or so for, yeah, in it from each or each family. But now there's somebody who suggested something else to those beneficiaries. And there are people who are getting in who are not beneficiaries, but who are also fighting to get from something out of that money. So we gave to the Department of Agriculture, Land and Reform to do the work. We will hear from them before we get to, I think it will be proper for us before we get to Alexco. And when we get there, we are able to have, we are having a document that is showing who are the beneficiaries, when is the money going to be paid to them. When we speak to them, we assure them that there is the money is coming. If we are coming with another story to them, we won't survive a day there. Then we must know we will be killed by those people there, because it's been long. They've been waiting for their money for too long. So, Honorable Tseni.
We have, I'm tempted to make this proposal check after you have made the deal, that maybe we might want to agree on an approach which says every time these entities, including the department, when they come to appear before us, we, over and above whatever they're coming to me, they give us briefing on progress report of some sort on the issues that we have raised in the past. Because my worry has always been, it's like we're coming to these meetings like we don't have anything to do. We raise issues and issues get lost in the process. I'm specifically referring to the issue that we have raised. We've made quite a number of suggestions on how best can they deal with the issue of election and how the distribution of monies can be done. These issues get lost in the process. It's like we're coming here because we don't have anything to do. We don't raise issues because we don't have, we're just raising them for compliance purposes. We want these issues to be attended to. So we'll appreciate if the parent from the secretary write to all of them, including the department. Every time they come to appear before us, it's a standard practice. Let them give us progress report or something. Just one slide on issues that we have raised in the past. So that these issues that we have raised must not get lost. It's a problem. Otherwise, people will even lose interest in coming to this meeting. People just raise issues and nothing happens to those issues.
Thank you. Honorable
Chairperson, I just want to note, in my previous term, I was serving on the Committee of Mining, and we visited the Alexco, and there are all the issues was there at the table. And with the last meeting, the minister was with us. He said she will speed up this whole process. She did say it. I made notes in my book. And we are now coming May. We're in May now. It's our third year in this term of office, 5 years. And I think we visited once also, down there in this 3 years. So we can't go back if nothing has been done. And I'm not going with really. If nothing has been done, there's no way I'm going to go, because really, I'm not going to face the community that after 7 years, nothing has been done. That's the truth. And just for note purposes, SAFCO, we didn't, it was under program, SAFCO, and then the visit to them, the oversight visit was declined, if you remember correctly. So I just want to state that. And then I mean the secretary to note that on the 29th of June, the schools close, school holidays close on that Friday, the 30th of June. So, but from the 29th, I'm not available anymore. I'm leaving. somewhere else. So just for no purposes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Let me correct one thing from you. We have applied to go to Alexco in this term.
Yeah.
But we have, it was declined to Alexco. It's always declined. Every time we apply, it's declined. I agree with you that when we go there, we need to go there with something.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm saying we need to meet the department, Alexco and the Department of Agriculture and Land Reform before we go there. Mm-hmm. So that when we go there, we assure the people that if the money is not already paid, the money is in process on a such and such a date, all beneficiaries. Because I don't understand if the beneficiaries were registered in 2010 or 2011, where is that register? It cannot be that register has got lost within Alexco. If it is lost, therefore, that is why the people, they are taking chances in when they are re-registered, they re-register other people on the same issue, mm-hmm. and then the original beneficiaries will be left behind if the first register is lost. That also we must consider and ask where is the first register, because it is the first register that I think would be the correct one. Will be the correct beneficiary. If it is not the correct beneficiary, they should have made investigation to get the correct beneficiaries for Alexco. It's been long. I also don't want to speak any more about the land, that money of Alexco given to the beneficiaries. I don't want to speak to it. That's why I am saying that I said to them they must speed up the process. Because really, it makes our lives very difficult now. In another, there's also something that I wanted to raise here in the program. We asked the department, we asked the minister and the department to come and brief us on the shareholder comments. We've been asking this for too long. The minister agreed. If you remember in one meeting, the minister agreed that they are going to bring the shareholder contract to us, but they are not going to give us the business part of it, the commercially sensitive information. They're not going to give us because it is very risky to put it in public, because it's dealing with the competition of the business itself. Then we agreed that we do not want that information, but we want to see the shareholder compact of each and every entity. The minister agreed on that. So I think we need to put it in our program also. I am not sure if it's possible for it to get on next week. Honorable members. Because it should have been in the IPP.
In the
APP. They should put it in their APP so that we see it. And they take the business part and the land away from it and give us what they can give us. We have been looking forward to this. It's now been more than 12 months that we were waiting for this shareholder contract. And also, if we look at the program, on the 31st of May, there's briefing by ESCOM on the nuclear procurement plan. There's a court order that came out on the very same issue of the nuclear energy. I am not sure if we still need do we still need ESCOM to come and brief us, or we should wait for the court. But they can give us the procurement of the nuclear energy, regardless of what the court has said.
Yeah.
They can give us.
Yes.
Yeah. So we will leave it as it is.
Yes.
And then on the same day, that is why I said we must read the dental report.
Mm-hmm.
Every report, do you have the copy of the dental report on ESCOM, honorable members?
I don't.
You don't. Lee, can you photocopy and give to the members or send it, email it to the members, please? So that you read and you suggest on what should be happening on those issues. The budget vote, okay, we are going to put the date of the budget vote on the program.
That one, usually it's not part of the program. It's a National Assembly sitting.
Yes.
But the day when the debate, the is an EPC.
Mm-hmm.
So it's part of the National Assembly sitting. It's not part of
part of the committee's program.
But it's on the 25th.
But just put it at the end of the program in brackets and everybody take notes.
Yes.
But what is the time being allocated to?
I put it
at
the
bottom. Some of us won't be here on that day.
It's 2 o'clock. It's all assembly.
And the time allocated for the whole bus?
2 hours.
Do you have the time allocation for each party?
You don't have that.
No, not yet. I don't think they have already put it out. They will sort it out. Parliament will sort it out and give it to you to groups as parties.
I just want to say about this on the 24th of May about the Denel Asia. Mr. Schick was saying they're going to discuss that because they're taking the NT to court regarding this Denel Asia as IO. Regarding this, so I'm not sure if they're going to say that it's sub judice or whatever.
Mm. You know,
just find out
the
something maybe.
Who is
taken
to court?
The now is taking National Treasury to court.
But
now it's
still there.
They
didn't
get
through on the agenda. Look, there's not been signed. They've applied for a PFMA application. And has not been signed off by the former minister for a very long time. So they were losing money and business according to them. So they took the minister to sign it. But that might be sorted out before the 24th. So let's leave it there.
Okay.
Because there's a new minister. Apparently there has been discussions between our minister and that minister.
Okay. Anything else? The overseas trip. We always consider our program as being around South Africa only. Didn't we suggest even an African country, one of the African countries? It's not in this committee.
We did.
Malcolm
Men.
Yeah.
We suggested one of the African countries. I remember that.
What we want to do is for the legislation, then there's not a lot in the African region. So the deputy minister said that they were looking at like in Netherlands and England, those models. So then I did a paper, because then the previous chair said we must do a paper on that.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a paper on that and I sent it to the sun. But I think we kept it now because when I finished it, the chair was removed. So the sun doesn't have it. So we can circulate that. Yeah, if you want to comment on that.
Yeah.
Perhaps that we submit and go on. You are not there. Mm-hmm.
No, you can circulate that so that we look at it until we get the chairperson. I think we will get the chairperson very soon. But we need to look because other committees were out during this recess period and constituency period. They were out in to other countries. I think I'm the person who makes these things to be rejected because my other committee also did submit an application for an overseas trip. It was not considered. Yeah, I think it's me who is making the lives very difficult of other people. And my apologies for that, but you are stuck with me now. Honorable members, on the 14th of June, we're having a briefing by South African Express on progress regarding the implementation of the turnaround strategy. I think on these days, the 14th of June, there will be EPCs also. So we won't have enough time to get everything from their annual report, their turnaround strategy, and implementation and everything. We are going to have very less time. But I was going to suggest that for SA Express, in fact, if our entities are being called to parliament, we need to suck out everything out of them. On that day, I am not sure. I did not go to my office. There's a table or a page that were given in the Manco meeting yesterday that has got all the days of the EPCs. Mm-hmm. I wanted to check if anyone has got that now, so that we check on the 14th which EPCs are sitting on that day. And then we apply to the chair of chairs, ne? For us to have, to let them, to, for us to have at least, if our meeting starts at 9:30, then we go up to 3:00. After 3:00, we will be able to attend the other EPCs. Because it's going to be just a few of us. We are 7 or so as members of parliament in this committee. Can we do that? Can we try it? Even if it's not going to be successful, we just try it. But is there anybody who's having that pitch? Everybody left it. Because Orlando gave us the secretary to the former chairperson. She gave us yesterday that pitch, but it's just that I don't have it now with me. But we will all check, and if we see, in fact, ours would be long have passed, but we will make the application to the chair of chairs so that we have that date. We're not going to take the whole day, but we will have to patch in into the hours of the APCs, maybe 2 or 1 hour from the APC, so that we get the annual report of SA Express and their turnaround strategy, the implementation of their turnaround strategy, all incapacitated in one briefing on that day. And maybe it might take a little bit longer than we wish. So that's why I'm saying we need to apply for those hours. We are done with the draft program. We will make the changes on the program, eh? And then it will be circulated to members not later than tomorrow, so that if there is anything that you see it has not been put in the program, you immediately alert us and give us the and give us the program. There are no more, so much change in the program. The minutes that we have for us is the minutes of the 8th of March. I don't think I was part of the city. No, I apologize on this meeting. I was not part of it. Page 1 of the minutes. I think all of us got the minutes. Mr. Mare, you were already part of us, mm-hmm, by then.
Yes.
Okay.
Present as well.
Okay.
Point six is the solutions on the last page.
Last page.
As you've indicated now about the Dentham report, that the committee resolved that this should come present the Dentham, but the NITO item is circulated.
The what?
The Dentham report. That was the resolution at the end.
I just want to go back to the portfolio committee. We need to that. The program of the portfolio committee. The dental reports, the committee saw it as an urgent matter that needs to come to the committee. But because we are from I think we did not envisage that we are going to have a long recess. But because we are coming from the long recess and now we are faced with the budget votes, so that's why we put it a little bit better. Is everything that is in here the correct reflection of what happened on that day of the 7th, of the 8th of May, of March 2017? Members who were in that committee?
Seems I prefer to be adopt.
You adopt, we adopt the adoption of it. The minutes has been adopted. Any second? Seconded by Yenge. So no one wants to raise anything from the meeting.
On the resolution, as I've pointed out,
it's on
the program now.
Okay. Let's go to our correspondence. Electronic message to the chairperson. There's a correspondent from Honorable Mazone and a correspondence from the AG. Okay. Let's deal with the one from Mazone first, from Honorable Mazone. It's about the nuclear deal and the concern that she is raising here is that Eskom is apparently going forward with the nuclear deal, but this letter now was returned before the court the court issued an order. So I think this letter will be dealt with in the meeting of the for this matter of Denton's report will be dealt with in the meeting of the 31st of May. We will now, what we will do now, we will write back to Honorable Mazone in acknowledging the letter and also tell her that the letter has been presented in the committee meeting and it has been considered and as per the program of the committee. The letter we will deal with the issues that come out from her letter on the 31st of May,
great.
when the committee is sitting.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yes.
Thank you very much, members. We are very progressive. Honorable Mazone, in her apology letter, he said, Honorable Marae, will brief her on what happened in the committee and the resolutions of the committee. So we will give it to Mr. Marae, but we will formally write a letter to her as a committee. Then there's this interim review of the department's draft annual. This one. This letter is coming from Zolisa Zwaka, business executive.
Auditor General.
It's a letter from the Auditor General. The Auditor General here, the Auditor General usually comes to the committee and brief us on the findings of its findings on the APPs of the department and the entities that are under the department. But the department, the Auditor General here tells us that they could not do, they could not give, they could not audit because the department did not give them their APP. So they will not be able to come within the set time that they are giving themselves to give the committees a report on what they are on their findings in the APPs of a department. I am not sure if the department has already given the APP to the AG. If it is, it has already given after the extension date, then we will have also an extended date to get to know what are the findings of the AG in the report of the committee. You see? But I want to bring to your attention that to me, myself, Sukiso, not to anybody else, to me, myself, ne? If we are dealing with the department and the entities that are not doing what they are supposed to be doing, we have a problem. If there are target dates that are not reached, we are having a problem. Because to me, the department was not just sitting and not doing anything. At least whatever target or whatever thing they have done from the last report of the AG, of the AG up until January this year, there is something they could have written to the AG. This is not acceptable that a department like Public Enterprises with the entities, majority of them that are not performing well, they not giving a report and their APP to the Auditor General. This is seen by the public as a undermining statement, or and the department is undermining the AG, and the AG is a Chapter 9 institution that needs to be recognized, and the AG's report helps the department to perform more and to perform correctly within the said regulations. So if the department is not giving the AG a report, it's very much worrisome. That's what I wanted to bring to your attention. It is my view. It is my view, as I have said it. Honorable Mark.
Chairperson, I want to propose that this letter must be given to the minister. And even as you see on this letter, on the 3rd of March, so I suppose there was an extension given maybe to the 28th of February even, and even on the 3rd of March it still must be received, that the minister take it down at the office of the DG of the department as soon as possible, please.
Thank you. And also, as we are meeting the department next week, we need to be given a report from by the DG why did they not reach the target? Even the extended date that they are given, they did not reach the extended date. Then what should we expect from them? Because at the end of the day, the executive authorities of the entities and within the department, they would be expecting a, what is that, performance bonus?
It's zero.
And considering their work, they want us to consider their work and agree that they must be given a performance bonus. How do we give a person a performance bonus if a person that didn't perform? You see, we are really in a very bad situation as this portfolio committee. That is why I am saying we need to be very stringent and we need to be very strict on the department. We need to be very strict on the entities. And we cannot be strict on the entities and leave the department alone and for them to do whatever they want to do. We are an oversight body of Parliament. Parliament is the highest office of the land. Therefore, we need to do our job thoroughly and effectively. Honorable Yang,
yeah.
You raised your hand?
Yes.
No, I thought you were saying I must keep quiet.
We'll see.
It's touching his head, actually.
No, thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson, on the issue that you have alluded to, the one that relates to performance bonuses, that matter has been raised on a number of occasions in this, and it affects primarily our mandate as this committee, because these SOEs accounts to us. But you can see that when the response is coming directly from them, and the department will say, no, it's a matter of the public service, what? You know, it's like, no, it does not... it does not rest with us. But we are Parliament. We want this thing to be clarified. If there is any law or policy that allows people who are underperforming to be given such bonuses, even if they don't do the work that is commensurate to their normal salaries. Because to my own understanding, a performance bonus is actually an accolade that is given for quality and extraordinary work that has been done.
Mm-hmm.
Normal work, reaching your target, just that, it should not require a performance bonus. You can't get millions for reaching your target. You go far beyond your target, then, hey, no, we must give this. So we must have a way of responding to this. Even the minister must actually take the lead in clarifying this. If it lies in the public service department, we must be given that, so that what is happening at Eskom, what is happening in Transnet, these people are giving each other these millions, and we don't know what informs what. Like this one, where the minister has done well to stop it, to say, no, this, you can't operate like this. You can't give someone a handshake who resigns, you know. So things like that need to be known by us. At least we must know, so that we are going to policy conferences. We will have to raise issues of this nature, so that the ruling party must do something about this in the future.
Thanks.
There is a question that I might not be able to answer appropriately linked to this, what are the implications of a department that does not meet the deadline? It's a question that can only be answered by the Office of the AG. This formal community can perhaps assist us to seek clarity on this particular matter. Because as we deal with this issue, we must as well know the implications. Mm-hmm. If a department is supposed to provide whatever information by when, if that does not happen, what happens? What are the implications? So all I'm saying is that maybe the AG must clarify us on the population. So that as we deal with the department on this particular matter, we know exactly the implications.
I think the question that you are raising, I once raised with the AG. I'm not sure what it is. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And the response of the AG was saying, not part of what they.
Their mandate.
It's not within their mandate to see if that person gets a performance bonus or not. You see? Their mandate is to look and recommend, but they cannot recommend in something that says this DG or this
does not qualify.
CEO does not qualify to get a performance bonus. That's I think that's what she said, because I was saying even on the ground when they are giving reports, giving findings of a certain municipality, for example. What they see on the paper, they deal with what they see on the paper, regardless of what is happening on the ground. If the municipality of Senqu has got a clean audit according to their papers, to what they have submitted, they don't go to the ground. They don't say, we don't see what is on the clean audit is not reflecting on the ground. That they cannot, it's not their mandate. But maybe the AG can suggest something to us as members of parliament, or if a department is doing this, therefore you as members of parliament are expected maybe to do this and that. I am not sure if that would happen or that would not happen.
Maybe let me qualify it a bit. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not necessarily talking about the implications on the side of us punishing the companies. I'm talking about the implications on the side of the AG doing his or her work as mandated by the constitution.
Okay.
Because there are two issues. There's this part of the culprit. Here I'm talking about the AG who is now tied up, who could not do certain things because certain things were not provided to him. That's what I'm talking about.
Alright. Do the sound will assist us on that one.
Yeah. The only part where the AG is mandatory for the department to submit is for the issue of the annual report, because it's as per the PFMA, they are expected. With regards to this process of the APP, it is not mandatory per se, but because the AG gives advisory, whatever the findings of the AG are in terms of the APP, it writes back to the department and tells the department that in terms of your targets, they are not measurable. And it will highlight some of the issues that the AG believes that it will be difficult on the annual report to identify how you perform in terms of this data. So it's more advisor. And it also enhances oversight. So basically what they do, the AG in this process, is to assist parliament to be able to do the budget vote and then highlight to parliament, because they're supposed to come and highlight to us to say that in terms of our audit, the Department of Public Enterprises targets not measurable, they are not specific, they are very vague, so now they are unable to advise the committee because they couldn't audit that APP. So that's what they told me when I asked them on the phone. They says no, there's nothing that they can do per se to punish the department. But it's only that it's going to, the parliament will not be able to do its oversight properly because now we can't advise them.
No, Chairperson, I think in supporting you in clarifying what he said around this matter. Here we have a mandate as parliament. We are the ones who should take a resolution or recommend to parliament as to what should happen to that department, to that DG, to that minister who is underperforming. And then we refer to the finding of the AG. It is not the responsibility of the AG to recommend a particular sanction. We are the ones who are a parliament that has the teeth, but we are not biting. And maybe if we can, when I come, we can look back at the House resolutions that were taken around this department, the gaps that were discovered by us and other bodies, and then were sent to Parliament. What happened to those resolutions? Nothing. Because departments are deliberately undermining what Parliament is doing. And at no stage, I've never seen Parliament putting pressure on a particular minister or a department for failing to meet its task. So we need to do something. We have the responsibility to do that as parliament, to declare a minister that is not functioning to be rendering a department not to operate.
Honorable Teddy, welcome, Honorable Singh. We are at our last agenda item on the correspondence, but we are dealing with the correspondence that has been written by the AG now to us.
Thank you, Chair. The clarification that the son is giving us, that's exactly what we want. But the son is not the AG. The AG must put that thing
in the committee meeting.
The AG must send us a letter with all those issues that he has raised. You say, if an entity does not provide us with this thing by this date, these are the things that happen from us on our side. Like you say, they are not able to be guided, they are not able to detect a warning signs in terms of the performance of the entity. Such things, want them to put it in writing. That's a secular word, but it must be from the AG, not from the SAN.
Not from the SAN. But the SAN is only giving us their conversation over the phone.
Yes.
What is happening? Then the AG, we are expecting the AG to give us in the meeting so that we all agree on what he is saying. We have come to an end of our meeting. And there is no other business. Honorable Sid.
Yeah, Chairperson, colleagues, good morning. I'm sorry that I came. I had two other meetings to attend,
yeah.
Including. Maybe I'll find out from colleagues how we dealt with the letter from DA member Mazzoni. But I just want to remind us, Chairperson, I think the Secretary is aware that, you know, we had this issue about ESCOM and Oak Bay and all these things that were happening. And I did suggest that, you know, since the president doesn't want to appoint a commission of inquiry, the minister has called, our own minister has called for a commission of inquiry. What is difficult for us as a committee to really interrogate those deals of ESCOM, Oak Bay, and even the VR laser deal. We didn't conclude our business at Vihar Lage. If you can remember clearly, we had set a meeting and Danel didn't come for one reason or the other. So I'm just saying there's unfinished business on Vihar Lage and Danel. And then there's the issue of this Eskom and Oakbay, because we read so many conflicting reports in the newspaper about this that I think maybe it's important for us as the committee primarily responsible for what happens in the SOEs to look into this matter in greater detail. And I don't think there's need for an ad hoc committee, because we can do the same work. We have the same same powers of ad hoc committees. So I want us to consider that at some stage.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Sim. You are taking us back to the program of the committee now. But if you look at the program of the committee on the 24th of May, will be dealing with the Danel regarding a disciplinary action against the former group CEO, and the Danel Asia issue will deal with it. So they are going to brief us. We will interrogate them. We will have time to interrogate them on that date. And also on the 31st of May, what we had there was the briefing of Eskom on nuclear procurement and the findings and recommendation on the Denton report. We will put the Oak Bay issue on the program of that day, so that they give us a report. I think that will make us to have a way forward after our deliberations with them. We will know what to do to take the issue forward. With the suggestions that you have made here, maybe we will see what we'll do after that. If we are not satisfied about their programs and we get some other information, we will keep on bringing them back to the attention of what we get if they are not giving us the correct information. You arrived late. You know, I was saying to the committee, we need to interact more with the entities, because we take long according to the program to meet the entities. We meet them now. Maybe we'll meet them in January next year or towards the end of the year. In between the months, there are things that are happening that we are unable to interact with because of our program. We need to get the program and as it is, and also we need to interact with them more. We need to interact with their APPs and their strategy plans quarterly. We need to meet them quarterly so that we don't sit with problems for a long time, and we foresee a problem before it comes up. That's what we were suggesting as the committee before you came. So your suggestions are just adding on what we have said as a committee.
Yeah.
We have come to the closure of the committee. We don't have any other business in our agenda. There is lunch that has been prepared for us.
It's
at 12 o'clock. We said 12 o'clock.
I say you speak.
It's all about
20 minutes. In 30 minutes time.
In 30 minutes time, we will be eating. We will be eating, but the meeting now is adjourned.
Thank you.
Any other business of the day?
AOB.
We come back for a free lunch.
Ah,
yeah. Yeah. Don't chase us away, are you? I came in time for lunch.
The timing was very good.
Very good.
You came here to close this.
Yeah. The timing was very good.
Yeah.
Deeply officially congratulate our former person.
Yes.
That's all I want to
say.
Thank you.
It was public service,
and
it was IDC, and the following papers, and I moved to this committee, and it was done in March.
Okay.
So that's not been adjusted there.
Yes.
I was already on this committee in March, and we had the previous minister of
the
session. When was this meeting? I was already in this
committee. But these two ladies, are they still in the committee?
I'm not too sure. I think I'm gonna go to the office and do something quickly and come back.
Come back for the lunch. Yeah. Yeah. All the way back for lunch.
Yeah. How many minutes do we have?
That's also what she called. I show you, but I'm not showing. I think you can see it in the lunch. They said I'm 10 to 12 already.
Thank you.
Welcome.